Ed Zerndorfer is our registered employee benefits consultant, and he joins us with tips on how to do it. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so while most people are making the resolutions for 2012, you're going to help us fix up the 2011 tax return.
Yes, now we've passed the first of the year. There's not too many things we can do to save on 2011 income taxes. However, one thing that all employees are eligible to contribute to is some type of IRA. The reason I say that, there are really three types of individual retirement arrangements. The first one is the original one, which started in 1974, known as a traditional deductible IRA, in which your money that you contribute to it will reduce your income, resulting in an instant tax break, both for federal and state income tax purposes. Initially, when those things came out in 1974, for the first 12 or 15 years, I think it was, everybody could contribute to one, no problem. But in 1986, Congress changed the rules and said that if you are covered by a pension plan, which every federal employee is, if your income, in that case, if your income is too high, you're not allowed to contribute to a deductible traditional IRA. So you will not get any type of tax break when you contribute to a traditional IRA. You really can contribute only to what is called a non-deductible traditional IRA, in which there is no deduction for your contribution. If anybody is interested in doing a traditional deductible IRA contribution, any employee for 2011, first of all, the maximum the employee can put in is $5,000. You have until April 17th, 2012, that's the tax filing date, to make your contribution to a traditional deductible IRA. And if you're 50 or older as of December 31st, 2011, you can add another $1,000. They call it a catch-up contribution. That makes $6,000. What employees have to be aware of are these income limitations for contributing to a deductible IRA, and those limitations are the employees can find them in IRS publication 590. That's called the Individual Retirement Arrangements, which can be downloaded from the IRS website at www.irs.gov. Employees, no matter what their filing status, can find out what the income limitations are as far as contributing to a deductible IRA. As I mentioned a few moments ago, the second type of IRA is called a non-deductible traditional IRA, which anybody can contribute to one, assuming he or she has earned income, a salary, which employees obviously have. Also, I want to mention that if you're over 70 and a half years old, there are some employees out there who are over 70 and a half, even though you have earned income, you're not allowed to contribute to a traditional IRA, either a deductible or a non-deductible. The other type of IRA is known as a Roth IRA.
Well, before we go to the Roth IRA, yep, the second type that is non-deductible, that's where people typically put their TSP money?
No. TSP, the money that goes into what is called the traditional TSP, you're using pre-tax salary to put the
gotcha
money in.
Okay.
It reduces your income like a deductible IRA. However, keep in mind that starting in April, the TSP will be opening up the Roth TSP, in which you're going to use after-tax salary to contribute to the TSP.
And we're speaking with Ed Zerndorfer, registered employee benefit consultant. So you were going to tell us about the Roth piece.
Yeah, the third type of IRA, which started in 1998, is known as a Roth IRA. Money that is contributed to it, contribute to a Roth IRA, you're using after-tax dollars. There's no upfront tax break. But here's the beauty of the Roth IRA. When an individual pulls money out of a Roth IRA that includes contributions and earnings in the future, the individual will not pay any tax at all, even on the earnings, which have basically have grown tax-free. The question I get often is, what is better for me? If I'm eligible to do both a traditional deductible IRA or a Roth IRA, and by the way, Roth IRA also have income limitations. If your income is too high, you're not allowed to contribute to a Roth IRA. So let's assume you're eligible to contribute either to a deductible traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. Which is better? Most financial advisors would say that if you expect to be in a higher tax bracket in the future, down the line, you're better off with a Roth IRA. And the people say to me, well, when I'm going to be retired, when I'm older, I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket. I'm not so sure. I think Congress is going to eventually be raising tax rates in this country. And even with less income, individuals will probably most likely be in a higher tax bracket. That being said, I recommend that an individual has a choice between contributing to a deductible traditional IRA or Roth IRA, I think the Roth IRA is a much better deal.
And there's also people who may retire from the federal government, Ed, to and go to private industry for a second career, and very often they do earn more than they did as federal employees.
That's correct. So they're going to end up paying more tax when they're retired, being a higher tax bracket once they start drawing down their retirement income.
Okay, in the minute we have left, what's the most important thing someone should do in planning for 2012 taxes while there's still time?
For 2012 taxes, my advice to federal employees is contribute as much as possible to the thrift savings plan. The limit for contributing to the TSP this year is $17,000. That's all federal employees, CSRS and FERS, old system and new system. And if you're over 50 as of the last day of this year, 2012, you can add another $5,500. That reduces your gross salary, which in turn means you're going to pay less tax this year. That's the best piece of tax advice I can give to all federal employees at this time. Take full advantage of the Thrift Savings Plan.